You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are visiting with Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything organization, which is located in Joppa, Maryland. She has experience in strategic planning and nonprofit management. Ms. Maddox is a summa cum laude graduate with a BA in history from North Carolina Central University. She also has a MPA in public administration from North Carolina State University. She has worked in diverse settings such as federal agencies and academic institutions. Carolyn, always a pleasure to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And you're welcome, Carolyn. So for starters, what are some of the latest events with the I Can Do Anything organization?
Well, the latest event for the organization is the focus and priority on reading literacy. And the reading literacy is reading literacy through career exploration, which gives the opportunity for youth to learn about career success strategies. And embedded within this reading literacy is the opportunity for them to learn these career success strategies by learning the particular language of the career, but also they get the opportunity to gain an insight about history. In the history, they are looking and modeling after blueprints in history who have excelled in various careers. And that is the top priority for the organization at this current time. The goal is to be able to promote reading literacy domestically, and the goal is also to transcend it internationally. And using the series that I've authored, I Can Do Anything, the books, using that as the foundation to promote reading literacy.
What is the purpose of the reading literacy program in more detail? Touch on that if you would.
The overall purpose of it is just to really show youth the relevance of starting early to learn about career success, giving them the opportunity to begin to learn the language. But by learning the language of a particular career, it gives them the opportunity to develop their strengths and their weaknesses. And by them being able to develop strengths and weaknesses, it gives them an opportunity to do self-analysis, to look at the overall factors that can help them to achieve success. And also giving them the opportunity to think about role models. How can I interface with professionals in order to develop my strengths and weaknesses? This particular reading literacy program is unique because it wants the child to be able to increase reading comprehension skills, which it will do. But it's more specialized. It's specialized in terms of getting them to focus on career choices, explore various careers, and also give them the opportunity to gain knowledge about history that they may not be familiar with, but also give them the opportunity to look at those individuals and use them as blueprints to establish self-confidence, to increase their self-image and belief in themselves that they can be successful in a particular career of their choice.
And why do you feel that reading literacy in career exploration is important?
Well, when you look at the statistics and look at some of the trends with young people when they graduate from college or they get ready to transition into high school or transition into college, some of them still struggle with what exactly do I want to do. I'm not sure about a major yet. And then when they actually graduate from college, some still come out not really sure about what exactly they are going to do, and it leads to some of them actually ending up back at home with their parents, still undecided about what they can do with the rest of their lives. So getting youth to start early, thinking about the relevance of career success strategies, thinking about defining their path of success is very critical. And reading literacy through career exploration gives them the opportunity to do those self-assessments, to focus on those strengths, to do goal setting, to start thinking about the possibilities of interfacing with professionals who can help guide them down a path, who could help connect them to resources or opportunities that could help them have a much more clearer vision of what they want to do with their lives. So this specialization of reading literacy through career exploration would help to capture and possibly eliminate some of the things that we see in news related to young people not knowing exactly what they want to do or ending back with their parents after college because they're undecided. So that's the goal of the reading literacy program. It kills many stones. It eliminates the potential possibilities of students or youth ending up back at home. It gives them an opportunity to increase comprehension skills. It gives them an opportunity to self-explore, do self-analysis. It gives them the opportunity to look at those strengths and weaknesses much closer. And it helps them to be able to develop their confidence, to be able to be a contributor to society.
I think it's tremendous what you've created here. Congratulations on that today. We're joined by Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything organization, now located in Joppa, Maryland, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Carolyn, what are some things that parents can be doing to get children to learn more about career exploration?
If I was a parent and I have a child and I wanted them to start thinking about career success, I would begin taking them to the library. And I think in a previous interview with you, I used the example of Dr. Ben Carson, and I will use that example again, where his mom, who was a single mom, and she had two sons, one Dr. Ben Carson and his brother, she started taking him to the library and exposing him to the possibilities. And before that was actually happening, he was a D student. He used to sit in the back of the classroom. But once he started going to the library and becoming exposed, it changed his whole focus, his whole direction. And we know the success of Dr. Ben Carson. He has become a premier neurosurgeon. He's potentially headed for a cabinet position, depending on who wins the presidency of the United States. So it's the opportunities, the possibilities start with going to the library, giving the child the opportunity to become exposed, reading about various careers, looking at examples of individuals who have excelled. Then from there, going into the PTA meetings, interfacing with the teachers and finding out the strengths and the weaknesses of the child, learning about ways that they can improve those strengths and weaknesses. But when looking at the report card with the teacher, how is my child doing in reading? How are they doing in English, which is very critical to the foundation of having strong reading and reading comprehension skills. And from there, sitting down with the child and focusing on how to strengthen those areas. And it really goes back to some of the things that old people used to say, the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic. Those are three critical components in any process of education. And when you are able to read well and comprehend well, that is a skill that can transcend throughout any area of your life. So those would be the things that I would start a child off with in order to strengthen and increase reading comprehension and reading skills.
Certainly appreciate your advice in all those regards. And how can people learn more about this program? Where can they do that?
You can visit our website, which is www.icandoanything.us.
Once again, Carolyn, it's always our pleasure to have you, and continued success with the organization, and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And always our pleasure. We've been speaking with, once again, Carolyn Maddox, the CEO and founder of the I Can Do Anything organization located in Joppa, Maryland. And for more information, simply visit icandoanything.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.